Zaktahel gemishna vaita mesechtes bikurim, perik beis, mishna hei. Trumas meiser, shavala bikurim, bishtei drachim. What is trumas meiser? I'm sure you know by now, but quick chazara. The first thing you're mafresh is truma gedela. Truma gedela goes to the kayin. Afterwards, from what's left, after you separate truma gedela, you give a tenth of your pay rice to the levi. That's meiser rishon. Out of that meiser, the levi gives a tenth to the kayin, and that's called trumas meiser. Our Mishnah teaches us trumas meiser shavu lebikurim b'shtei drachim in two ways. Well, the truma, and then on the other hand, trumas meiser is similar to truma b'shtei drachim in two other ways. The Mishnah explains. In what way is Trumas Meiser similar to Bikurim? Does it have the same halachas as Bikurim? First, Niteles min hatar al atame. That means, I can separate Trumas Meiser from Peiris that are Tahar to fix Peiris that are Tame. Second, Vishaloy min amukav. With Trumas Meiser, the Peiris don't have to be near each other. If I'm taking this Peiri to say this is Trumas Meiser on that pile, they don't have to be near each other. In these two ways, Trumas Meiser is similar to Bikurim, so it's Kibikurim, because by Bikurim the same halacha applies. It can be Minatar Latame, and it doesn't have to be near each other. In what ways are Trumas Meiser similar to Truma itself? Well, the Seris is a Gairin. Before you separate Trumas Meiser, the Meiserishin that the Levi has cannot be used. Nobody would be allowed to eat it until you separate the Trumas Meiser. And V'yesh Lashir. Trumas Meiser, there's the shear. That's why it's called Trumas Meiser. A tenth of the Meiser Rishon has to be given to the Kayin. So in that way, Kitruma, it's like Truma. By Truma also, until you separate Truma, you cannot eat it. And Truma also has a shear, like we explained earlier. Milamina Toira, Chita Achas, a single piece of wheat, Peteris, a secret, would patter a huge big mountain. But the Rabbanan said an average person should give 1/50. Someone's like stingy, an Ayin Ra 1/60, and an Ayin Yafa should give 1/40. So, Truma and Trumas Meiser have that in common, both have a shear, whereas Bikurim does not. Okay, a couple of things, let's do Chazara, and we'll have to explain a little bit over here. So you're telling me Trumas Meiser you can take Minatame Alatar. So if I have Peiris that are Tahar, I can separate from the Peiris that are Tahar on the Peiris that are Tame. Just like by Bikurim, you can separate from Peiris Tahirim on Peiris Tameim. Can't do that by Truma Gedaila. I can't say, well, this Tar de Kaperi, that should be the Truma for those Peiris Tameim. That would be called Minatar Latam, which you cannot do. Now, the reason you can't do it? One reason is explained. Truma has to be Min HaMaikiv, like we're soon going to learn. They have to be near each other. If you're going to have Tar de Kaperis and Tama de Kaperis, nobody wants them near each other. You're going to say, okay, this is going to be the truma for that. Keep that far away. I don't want them to touch each other. I don't need my Torah de Kaperis to become tummy. So it'll turn out you're going to separate your truma shalem and amaykev. Therefore, Chazal were masakin. When it comes to truma, it's only Torah de Kaperis and Torah de Kaperis. By Trumas Meiser, I don't have this concern because Trumas Meiser does not have to be near each other. Neither does Bikurim. Now, what does shalom and amaykev mean? Again, we just explained. That's really the reason, according to most, for the first din of Niteles Minatar Latame. You can separate Trumas Meiser to fix the Meiserishin, even though you're in one place and the Meiserishin is someplace else. Just like by Bikurim. I take off some Peiris, this is my Bikurim. It doesn't have to be near the other Peiris I have. By Bikurim, it's still growing on the tree. They're all in different places. Now, what's the reason? Why does Truma Gedaila that you give to the Kayin, why does it have to be near each other? What I'm fixing for what I'm fixing. It's learned from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mikol Chelboy es Migdashoy Mimenu. Mimenu means from it. Has to be near each other. Whereas by Trumas Meiser, the Pasuk says, Mikol Masrei Seichem. Even one is in Yehuda, one is in Galul. They can mamish be in different parts of the country. So that's what Trumas Meiser and Bikurim have in common. You can go Minatame Alatar and they do not have to be near each other. Trumas Meiser and Truma have in common that it's a Seres, it's a Gairin. A Gairin means the threshing floor where you piled everything up, but it means when you finish things off. Once you finish off Tfuah, you are not allowed to eat from it. It becomes Tevel until you first separate Truma, and the same is true for Trumas Meiser. You can't eat from it until you separate Trumas Meiser. I give my Meiser to the Levi, that Meiser cannot be eaten until Trumas Meiser is separated from it. By Bikurim, there's no such thing that you can't eat the Peiris before you separate Bikurim. And finally, what else is Truma? Truma's Meiser have in common that there's a shear. The Torah was Kaveya, a shear, how much Meiser you have to give. That's what Meiser means, a tenth. Truma's Meiser is a tenth of the Meiser Rishain. Truma itself, we explained, has a shear. Midrabanan. By Bikurim, there's no shear whatsoever.